from 1969. That's Renaissance or Renaissance, and their first album on the Island record label. Once again, great mate Paul Welton is here in the studio. Hello, Paul.
Hello, mate. How are you doing this time?
And you—that's your album.
Yeah, well, I found it in a second-hand shop, actually, which just explains a slight crackling in the background.
Oh, it's pretty good condition.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So that was from 69, and then there was another band called Renaissance, and I don't recall any of the...
The original lineup changed completely, yeah. The second group, Renaissance, were a completely different lineup.
And still they, good with yeah, Annie Haslam on the vocals.
Yeah, and they went on to great heights in the 70s.
Yeah, and then in 1977, the original Renaissance got back together again. And they had to call themselves Illusion. Their album was called Out of the Mist. No Keith Ralph in this band.
No, because Keith, I think he had a tragic accident around 1975, electrocuted himself, from what I can remember.
And Keith used to be the vocalist in the Yardbirds.
That's right, yeah.
Let's listen to Jane Ralph's beautiful singing, Illusion. This is Everywhere You Go.
Department store counters, watching the moonlight reflect off the river, beside where the trains cross the bridge and slow down. trains with white letters on black iron sides, and wild rushing water that all rolls away, and little miss someone does not want to stay. Everyone's moving with places to go, and Mr. Zero, he sadly stands still. As the water goes one way, the train goes another. Mr. Zero stands still and miss someone don't bother. Yesterday's kiss will be cold by tomorrow, as campfires of midnight dissolve in the darkness. The room is deserted, the blinds have been drawn. Little miss someone has packed up and gone. Fast-moving cars disappear down the highway, with signs that say hitchhikers do not disturb. Mr. Zero looks quietly up from the curb. Morning has faded and shadows have grown, and little miss someone is on her way home. Mr. Zero stands watching, her plane flies above, and with frostbitten hands waves goodbye to his love. Walks through the park on a bright summer Sunday, and tapestry kittens that hung on the wall, they all die in the air like a soft minor chord. A vacancy sign and a bulletin board. Mr. Zero is wrapping his jacket around him, speaking kind words that should have been said long ago. But little miss someone does not want to know. The night is deserted, there's dust on the shelf. Mr. Zero sits lonely and talks to himself. It's too late to change, the fine line has been crossed. The charades are all done, Mr. Zero has lost.
So we talked about Keith Ralph, and there he was, a long-lost single.
Yeah.
Mr. Zero. And prior to that, it was Illusion with Keith's sister, Jane Ralph.
Yeah.
And prior to that, Keith himself singing with the band Renaissance, Kings and Queens. This is the second version of Renaissance we're going to finish this little section with now. This is, I guess this is their, not their greatest ever song, but their biggest hit.
Everybody knows this one, I think.
And it is, Paul,
Northern Lights.
Voice that comforts me.
the days, early hours pass away. I sing to you of northern lights, I sing for you of northern nights. The northern lights are in my mind, they guide me back to you. The northern lights are in my eyes, they guide me back to you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
You dig them up from, great mate?
Oh, they're out there still. You just got to know where to look.
That was John Barry.
And
the theme of a Danny Scipio theme.
Yeah, which was taken from the TV series Vendetta, which was on the BBC in about 1966. But very James Bondish, I thought, that song.
Yeah, it says from the BBC TV series on the label.
Yeah.
And on the other side, let's...
Yeah, this has got to be the A side when Chris cues it in. So this is the actual song called Vendetta.
on CBS Records. But sweet, great, mate, just like ourselves.
Absolutely.
I was saying a little while ago to Paul, I hardly recognise him. He's lost a lot of weight.
Of course, you can't see that on the radio. No. But
well, I've lost a stone and a half in the past couple of years, and you must have lost more.
Yeah, well, I measure it in kilos. It was about 20 kilos. I had to do something. So.
Yeah, 2.25 pounds of jam weighs about a kilogram, listeners. So if you can work out... Yeah, so that was a John Barry Orchestra and Vendetta from 1966. In a short while, we're going to be listening to Ballroom Blitz, but this time from Tia Carrera from the motion picture Wayne's World. We're going to party on, great mate, aren't we?
I've never seen the film, so I mean, an experience for me.
But before that, let's listen to Sweet Themselves with the LP version of Love Is Like Oxygen.
Which is wonderful.
Lasts about 7 minutes.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too if you're not there. Lonely fever, sad words in the air. Some things are better left unsaid. I'm gonna spend my days in bed. I'll walk the streets at night to be hidden by the city light.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Mad. I thought Professor's not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
You've known me no more than just a few days, and you think love is so good you want me to stay. But that won't be any good. No, I won't stop, won't stay, and you must know in truth, girl, you can't be in love, yet you've no word of proof that I love you. And even if I do, I must move on, must move on, I can't stand still. I must move on, must move on, must go. Take a good look at yourself and at me. Turn right around, open-eyed, you will see. When this day is through, I'll be leaving you. I must move on, must move on, I can't stand still. I must move on, must move on, must go. So good you want me to stay, but that won't be any good.
We're getting caught out each time.
these tracks are too short, that's the trouble.
Do you know, I've never worked so hard doing this programme for a long time, great mate. There's so much vinyl you've brought round.
Yeah, you're getting lost in the world of vinyl there, I think.
So that was The Zombies, both sides of a single from 1965.
Yeah, I actually found that there's a house clearance chap. I had a market stall, and there's a big box of singles with some right old rubbish at the top, and just dug down and found this at the bottom without a sleeve. It's a bit crackly, so Chris has found it on CD and played a nice clean copy of both sides.
Whilst I've been lining up more vinyl, because of course we're chattering away, not paying attention, so apologies for slight breaks in transmission. This is Eric Burden and the Animals from 1967 on the MGM record label. This is another of Paul's vinyl singles. When I was young, you know, I was 12 years old in 67, and you were...
I was nine.
So how come your tastes have gone back so far, Paul?
Well, I can remember playing records from about 1964, so anything after that I was sort of hooked on.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay, so let's wallow in when we were young.
Were so much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball when I was young. When I was young, it was more important. Pain, more pain, fun, a laughter much louder. Green, and I learned quite a lot when I was young. When I was young.
my faith was so much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I
listening to Chris B. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
album, The North Star Grassman, and The Ravens. That's Sandy Denny, an album that Paul brought along with him today. Sandy Denny.
Yeah.
And it was late November.
It was. The track was late November. And Richard Thompson was on all the tracks on that particular album, I just noticed. So, yeah, a bit of the old Fairport.
Was that Sandy's first album?
First solo album.
And prior to this, we heard Eric Burden and the Animals when I was young. And now we stumble across a big, big hit. Keith.
Yes, this is Poptastic. This is from 1966, and this is 98.6.
And after this, to finish this hour, we'll have Richie Havens.
An Indian Rope Man.
Shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday, hello, the silver lining. That spring and summer running through me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Hey, everybody on the street, I see you smiling. Must be because I found my baby. Got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
Radio Seagull.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Sit back and enjoy.
Retired layman looks on and scorn with a transplanted heart. Kiss him quick, he has to part. Yeah. Indian rope man sees the times splitting loose the edge of mine, catching losers in his line, in his line, yeah. Kissing quick, he has to part.
Comes.